13.05 UTC, 14.05 local time. Here are the major happenings in regions with me, Bertrand Asamba. First, the headlines. Store owners who were victim of the fire incident that ravaged their commercial building in Camp Yabasi in Douala gradually resume activity after a few days after the sad incident. Bilingual people of the West region express gratitude to their rulers for solving the difficult equation of access to potable water in their community. Those were the headlines, and now the news in greater details. Fire has consumed two commercial buildings in the Camp Yabasi neighborhood in the Douala 2 municipality. The balance sheet of the incident, which occurred in the evening of October 25, shows that more than 20 stores of spare parts were burned down, with losses evaluated to millions of CFA francs. Rosalind Fosa has more from Douala.
The leftover of the devastating fire incident that brought down 22 stores in the Kanyabasi neighborhood of Douala 2 are worn out irons gathered and packed by traders hours after the incident. Eyewitnesses say the two commercial buildings caught fire just few minutes after the return of electricity.
Yesterday there was no light, so they brought light in the evening. After some minutes, they brought the light. Started seeing smoke coming out from one shop. We tried to break the shop, and when we opened it, we saw fire inside the shop. When they were trying to quench the fire, the water was not coming out well.
Buildings and a car all gone into flames, while traders of the spare parts stores also cried the financial losses.
I have lost about 80 million. The loans I took from the bank, my own stock and that of my customer.
Authorities in Douala paid a visit to the disaster site and reiterated some preventive measures. The chief of Kanyi Yabasi, His Majesty Jean de Dieu Dibango Koto Isome, said the SGO for the Vori Siliak Marivogo, while on the field, called on the traders to henceforth group all their circuit breakers on an external site to avoid such occurrences in the future. This applies to all markets. Rosalind Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
The people of Balingo in the Nde division of the West region now have access to a potable water supply system. The rehabilitated water system has been achieved thanks to the traditional ruler of the area, His Royal Highness Guy Elvis Ngemani Happy, who mobilized the members of the elite of the locality to carry out the development project. Kinge Angelapa has the details from Bafusam.
This long-awaited development initiative comes to relieve the inhabitants of the Balingu village, who were before now facing significant challenges in accessing drinkable water. With 7 of the 15 water points already operational, the president of the Drinking Water Commission, Alain Wandi, says the project now looks forward to extending these access to households in Balingu.
For now, water comes from two forage to the tanks. And from the tanks, we are trying to make sure that water will reach 15 points. For now, we've already got 7. And after this, people could take water to their houses and pay to the structure we'll put in place.
This initiative, resulting from the collective will and commitment of all, presents itself as a real relief for the inhabitants of Balingu. The Drinkable Water Supply Project, an initiative of His Royal Highness Guy Elvis Ngwemeni Happy, is not only of capital importance for the health and well-being of the population, but is also appreciated to ease sustainable development and to improve the living conditions of the inhabitants of Balingu. Kinge Angela Parr, CRTV News, Balingu.
You're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. the phenomenon of hacking into electronic communication applications is now on the increase, causing numerous inconveniences for victims, from scams to obscene images, just to name but these. Here is what one victim has to say and how to avoid being hacked in the following report by Rabiatu Jinge Abdulaziz from Douala.
For more than 3 days, Frank couldn't have access to his social media platform in his phone as a result of his phone being hacked.
The difficulty has been founding during many days. The day the man wrote to my correspondent, I saw that my WhatsApp was not more functioning.
After blocking his account, the hacker used the opportunity to demand for financial help from his contacts, which he weren't successful.
Later, the information was that I could access to my account after 10 hours. The man seized the opportunity to write to my correspondent, to all my contacts, to ask them help and money. But the way is that many of my correspondents know how I used to interact with them.
Reporting the matter to the Jusa police for the littoral region and Antique, certain preventive measures were dished out to prevent future occurrences.
I think that I've not been vigilant. They gave me some indication to protect my account and to protect my network.
It is worth mentioning that the law on cyber criminality seeks to protect human rights, in particular the right to human dignity and honor, and respect of privacy, so any defaulter should be ready to face the law.
Rabiatu Jinge Abdulaziz reporting from Douala. The second session of the Diocesan Synod of the Anglican Church in Cameroon has ended in Yaoundé with the expectation to create a new diocese in the center in the country to better serve the Lord. The five-day meeting presided at by the Bishop of the Diocese, Reverend Dibo Thomas Elango, was marked by a religious service at the Christ Anglican Church, Mokolo. Ghislaine Kwa has the details from CRTB Center.
The special church service marking the end of the synod for the Anglican Church in Cameroon was an occasion to pray for peace to return in the restive parts of the country and to exhort Christians to believe in God as their almighty Savior. Reverend Dibo Thomas Elango is the bishop of the Anglican Diocese in Cameroon.
Pray for our country, Cameroon, to see that peace is being restored. And the people look at the church as a scam. Why? Because of false prophecy. To calling back us to come to Christ and follow Christ and to make sure that the confidence that the people have for the church comes back.
During the church service attended at by some diocesan delegates from all over Cameroon, the officiating bishop said the synod was an opportunity to deliberate on some key issues concerning the evolution of their church. Reverend Dibo Thomas Elango once more.
The recommendation is making the Christians to gain more confidence in them as Anglicans. Also partake in every Christian giving gathering so that the church continues to showcase itself and the Christians grow higher.
The theme for this year's synod session for the Anglican Church was Divine Empowerment for the Next Level. Ghislaine Kwa, CRTV Center.
Much blessings for the Christians in that locality. And let's talk about the youth population of Cameroon, who have been encouraged to make good use of the opportunities put at their disposal by the government to foster local development in the country. Stakeholders of the local economic and development fair, SIDEL, taking place on the shores of the Atlantic Ocean in Kribi, were speaking during a conference that was aimed at showcasing the role that youths play in the promotion of local development. Polycarp Achie has details from Kribi.
The conference was an opportunity for the youth who constitute a greater majority of Cameroon's population growth to have an exchange with different stakeholders on the various opportunities offered to them to participate in nation building. Professor Mathias Owonangini was one of the speakers.
Youth is essential and fundamental if you want to develop our country because it is the most powerful category of our demography. So we need to involve youth in the process. They need to have a positive and constructive spirit.
Decentralization, which is a tool for grassroots development, was another very important aspect presented at the conference. Once more, Professor Mathias Owonangini.
You cannot develop only by the top-down approach because the grassroots is very important in the development process.
CIDE 2024, through its various programs on local development, is another appointment taken once more to remind the Cameroonian youth on the various opportunities available for them in their drive to nation building. Polycarp Atie, CRTV News, Kribi.
And a newly installed pastor of Mangolo Sam Presbyterian Parish, Reverend Emile Benjamin Mandeng, has been encouraged to remain in communion with God and be the tireless shepherd for the glory of God. The call was made by Reverend Ngolo Guy Matura during a service to officially install parish pastor into his function last October 27, 2024. Details with Anne Omeko in the center.
In songs of praise and thanksgiving to God, Christians of the Cameroonian Presbyterian Church Synod Center, Manongla Sam Parish lifted up their voices during this Sunday service to thank God for a new dawn in their parish.
Je dois dire merci au Seigneur, toujours merveilleux.
I have to thank God for this marvelous day. We have development projects and evangelism. All these for the total good of this community.
De cette communauté.
At 54, the man of God from Nyong and Kele Division is married and father, a tireless shepherd, recognized by Christians for his quality as a builder and a man of prayer since his arrival at the Manongla Sam Parish in 2020.
Our joy is very high. We would never ask him to be called pastor if he could not be advertised. What he has shown us in 2 years, he's already grateful. So we think that with him, the development of our parish is evident.
An installation ceremony coupled with the commemoration of the 22nd anniversary of the parish. Christians of Manongla, Sam Parish, and others drawn from the 36 consistories in the center have been encouraged to accompany their spiritual leader in accomplishing God's mission on earth and in realizing greater projects. Anne Omeko reporting from CRTV Center.
This report by Anne Omeko brings us to the end of this edition of the Regional News, in which you heard that store owners who were victim of the fire incident that ravaged their commercial building in Camp Yabasi in the Douala 2 municipality gradually resumed activity a few days after the sad incident. And Balengo people in the West region expressed gratitude to their ruler for solving the difficult equation of access to potable water in their community. This edition of the news was produced by Patrick Oscar Afan. I've been Bertrand Osomba Nyaonde. Thanking you for listening.
And we wish you a great week ahead, Bertrand.
Thanks, Louisa.